Hello and welcome to AfterQuest, officially AfterQuest. No more.
We went with my title.
We went with AfterQuest. Stephen liked it. Stephen liked it better. So
Stephen liked it. I like full.
Between Realms was my pick, but I respect Stephen. I enjoy AfterQuest. It's a good
title. I like it.
Stephen's opinion was better. Sorry.
Stephen's opinion was, as always. Stephen's opinion was better. That was a fun sesh.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
That was a little hefty. It was a little meaty.
Real beans.
It was first combat.
First combat. It was a little rough. You guys were almost TPK'd.
Literally all three.
I will say I made it hard on... I had a plan. Because now that it's over, I'll just let you guys in. If you all had gone down... Or if like three of you had gone down because the R's from the Accord, thank you. R's, Rat, Rodian, and Rex, they would have, one or two of them would have showed up depending on how like, they're beating their trash.
It's like,
so like, we need to meet up with them anyway.
Yeah, they're still down here.
Okay, that's
so nice. That was sort of an excuse, but that's a little metagamey.
That contingency.
I had a contingency ready.
Because I mean, that was kind of scary. Because like,
that's like out of the mics, right? Sorry. Yeah.
If I had missed that last chaos bolt, that was it.
Yeah, you probably would have gone down.
Because I was at 5 HP, mm-hmm. So I would have been.
And then Peaches was at like 1.
Yeah.
So
I would have been down, and then that guy got like multiple attacks per turn.
Well, actually, Peaches would have killed that guy because I don't know what else.
Did you go first?
I would have gone before.
Oh, then it
like, you, I believe like, your Chaos Bolt did 1 over his max.
Okay.
Really?
How yeah. So it barely... He was at 11 damage and he had 23 HP and your bolt did 13?
I don't remember.
Something like that. So it was really close.
I got really good rolls.
Yeah.
Chaos Bolt is one of my favorite spells.
It's a good low level just striker, you know?
Yeah, it's 2d6 or 2d8 plus 1d6.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
That is pretty good.
And then it does a random damage type, which is cool.
You also investigated some bodies.
We did do that.
Investigated some bodies.
Yes. Got myself an unknown spear.
Got yourself a spear.
I don't know what it do. It's crazy and blue, so.
I might, with your permission, take Identify on my next level up. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
I really wish, because I was picking spells for like the aesthetic, but I'm a paladin, and so I'm supposed to be like the fighter. So I really wish I had different spells. And maybe I can change it up a little bit. I don't know. But yeah.
That's okay.
That'll be
I mean, you did quite a bit of damage.
You did.
Yeah, but that's because of Smite. Like, yeah.
Smite. You got your first Smite.
Smite was good.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
Smite.
How did your first Smite feel?
It was nice. I actually liked the Nature's Wrath more. That was better.
First Wild Shape, more exciting. Too. We got a first Wild Shape.
I have a question. Is it going to be the canon that every time you Wild Shape, it's pale white?
Yes, and animals are specific.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah, nice. Bunny them. Yep.
Dude, I had so much fun as a druid. I should play as another spellcaster.
Druids are great.
Hold on.
Yeah?
This is like personal deep cuts. Yeah. I don't know you remember Shepper. One time in class, he told us that he was basically responsible for Moana, and Disney still doesn't work. What the hell? I don't know.
He worked.
He knew the Aquabats, but like,
yes, he was really into that.
He like had concept art, and he not like straight up Moana, but very similar
very
to
similar.
Moana, and he sent it to Disney, and he said they stole it.
Wow.
And I'm like, be for real.
I believe him.
I don't know. He's a very talented artist.
He is a super talented artist.
But yeah, and he's, I don't know. Anyways, that's just like,
he was the teacher that made it a class competition for winning something. Like, end of class grade was a 10-minute T-pose competition between the students.
Yes.
Which I won.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then he would like make you do push-ups too. You would like do the T-pose.
Yes, you would do T-pose and then you would have to.
More people drop down.
He was. This was a digital literacy computer
class. His
class
was fueled only by bragging rights. Because even if your company won, there was nothing to gain from it.
No.
Everyone got A's no matter what.
Like, that competition was.
I was the class banker and I committed so much tax fraud and I stole so much money.
Same.
Me when I'm playing Monopoly.
The real question is, Andrew, did you win?
Yes.
Yeah, because I got the tokens.
Yeah, no,
I committed tax fraud and I stole money.
Everyone else in that class was like part of a business. I sort of got shunted out of my business and was just an independent fool making my way in the world. That class was a fever dream. You guys also entered Dryocton, finally. We made it to the city of mages. Dryocton.
The big city.
What was the awesome name you said again?
The Civitas Arcanorum.
The Civitas Arcanorum. That's like a war name, but like
Wait, I just need to make sure.
The Astra Militarum? I forgot it.
I need to double check.
Civitas.
Arcanum. It's like Arcana.
Yes, Civitas Arcanorum.
Arcanorum.
Just the suffix.
Which basically just means magical city.
The suffix is extra.
Or magical magical civilization.
I like how spicy the suffix is.
Arcanorum.
It's Arcana and Rum. Do you say like Arcana or Arcana for the god? Because that's my god, so I should know.
I say Artana.
Oh, okay, never mind. You're right, you're right. But I was thinking Arcana as Arcana.
Your character can say Artana.
Arcana. It would make sense for both of you to have country accents.
Yes.
Different regions. We should address that because
they both have country accents.
I know, but I was kind of slipping in and out during that episode. I would like to have like a Midwest accent, and I am trying not to fall into the Southern drawl that Fable has, but also, you know, like be unique.
Going back to your god for a second, we had a little weird magical thing that happened. You guys don't know. You guys, it just sort of happened.
Literally, God if I know.
I'll say it probably wasn't Bramble's doing. It was probably the innate magic of the area. Okay. I'll just say that much.
Okay, so it wasn't because Bramble's so faithful or anything like that.
That's part of it.
Yeah, but on the field itself. Nah.
Yeah, we had.
He wouldn't care.
We have. It's because from the. From the last episode, we know there's some connection between your magic.
Yes.
And
we had a moment where
Arcana is involved.
Somehow. Yes. Otis examined both Bramble and Peaches. There was some divine aura that connected both of them. And it was like matched with Artana's, but weirdly. It was like, for Peaches, it was I believe I described it as like a corrupted or like disfigured sort of energy of Artana. Yeah. And for Bramble, it was just
Artana. Yeah, before and after.
Before and after pictures.
Corruption of nature.
We also had a little bit of the aura stuff for Fable, but that was more like personal confirmation that we might not need to share here. Yeah. And if you want, we can.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It was a lore drop for you.
You
could gatekeep it.
We might want to actually. I might want to ask you about it.
Yeah, but okay. Later.
But, I mean, we can just do it right now.
We can do it. Okay. Ask your questions.
So it was, if I'm remembering correctly, because now the audio is lost, so I can't even go back.
I know. I can't double check it either,
dude. This must be how you know how there's like 100 dead languages that like die every year or something like that. That's how, that must be how, now we know how they feel.
Yes, the loss of a single podcast
episode. Feel the same way.
This needs
100%.
100%. No, ask your questions.
Yeah, so it was like a reflective energy, mostly, right? So
yes. Something was in it, and it was, it was taking in stuff, and like, there were pulses. It was super weird. I'm just gonna, from what I remember,
it was
very dynamic and sort of like, it pierced like other auras is what I'm remembering at. It was just weird. It was a lot of weirdness. It was from your amulet. I should clarify. It was.
Yeah. Or from the ring?
The ring. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So his aura is from an object.
Yes.
Ours is just because of us.
You guys are just
yours, like around, like near your neck, like the base of your skull or something.
Yes, on my.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I described a specific sigil.
That none of us could identify.
You could not. It was like looking at. It was like reading things in your dream, where you can't actually read, it's just, but you know there are words there. That's what the sigil was, where it's like, oh, there's something like there.
Or
it's like when AI letters mess up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
wait, why can't she speak?
Like in like Photoshop when you have text, but you didn't type anything.
Okay, you're fine. It's like there was clearly a sigil or like some energy there, but you can't like read it. You can't see what it is. And that something was also connected to King in some way.
Yeah. Wait, but I thought,
there were some other connections that I like dropped.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, there's no context to it because you would have had to roll like a 30 to find something.
For reference, during this episode, when he brought it up, King stepped out, and like was like standing outside watching people shaking. Because as I've said, King's number one fear is what King is.
King did not try the vibe check.
No. King did not.
Well, we totally lost the sick description of the building.
Oh yeah. Otis's back rooms were magically enchanted to be larger than on the outside.
The TARDIS.
Think TARDIS or Harry Potter tent. And it was much more extravagant than the front.
Yeah, I find it was like awesome.
Yeah,
it was very awesome. Yeah,
it was like so.
And then I also described Otis because I don't think I'd ever given the description of him.
Do you want to do that now?
I can do that now. This is a lot of lore in AfterQuest. But
well, I was actually going to say, speaking of descriptions, you wanted to go over.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's do some. Let's do some revised descriptions of people. Yeah. So Otis, if I didn't explain it correctly, Otis is a probably mid-20s human. Pale skin, silver gray hair, sort of tied in a little ponytail that are in like braids. So it's a braided ponytail, a little bun. He wears like simple leathers, his little artificing gear on himself. There's a few daggers. Looks a little like a dungeon delver, you know, someone who's experienced some stuff, some scarring on his face. But yeah, that's Otis. We want to go to Peaches first. Let's go to Peaches first.
Okay. Eventually, Pinterest boards will be on the ground. we are making Pinterest boards of everybody's characters. You need to add yours. Yeah,
soundtrack. Yeah.
And yeah, like a playlist.
Playlists.
Yeah. Okay. It's only Spotify though. Yeah. Spotify exclusive.
I have Apple Music. I left out
all of you. Didn't you make a Spotify playlist?
I did for you guys because all of you use Spotify.
Yeah. So it is Spotify.
Yes.
Alienate users here.
Yep.
Anyways, Peaches, any previous description?
Forget about it.
Peaches is, she looks albino, but she isn't. But that's like complete flavor text. Anyways, that's what she looks like though. She's pretty long hair, but it's always in braids, in a braid crown bun thingy. Her eyes are very red though. She has big doe eyes, but like they're blood red. So yeah. She's wearing a very simple dress in shape, but the embroidery is very intricate and all red. The dress itself is white and then the embroidery is red.
With like a little red belt sash
thingy. And on top of that, she has a red shawl cloak thingy with a hood and a similar shade of red too, what's on her dress. And she has now a choir. Oh, she has a moonsickle as well. She's just kind of hanging. She's no bags. They're just kind of hanging on her belt. And then she has now acquired a cloak from a guild member. Is it, do they have a uniform?
They sort of have a uniform on one of the, what would be like hanging over your shoulder is a small sigil of the guild.
It could be.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a little patch, pretty much.
So, yeah.
Over a very simple fabric.
Okay.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, like that in the desert, a warlike free cloak.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she has little boots on. Anyways.
You don't have sweat glands. What do you do? That's not funny. Biology joke.
Things look like panting all the time. Well, do cats pant?
Yeah. I think they sweat through their hands.
I'm
that could be completely wrong.
I'm now imagining the cats
Wait, hold on.
Hands where they're human hands, but it's attached to cats.
And they're just really sweaty.
Holy cow. Oh, yes, their sweat glands are located in the hairless areas of their body, such as their paws.
It was the Toby.
It was more about the way you said it. Was you were just like,
I was so unsure of myself. That was the thing.
They also lick. Like, part of the reason they lick their coat is it stimulates, like, sweating.
No, okay. Anyways.
If, yeah, do other people have updated descriptions?
I mean, King's just, you know, looks like a scarecrow, pumpkin head, old farmer's outfit, big bag that's full of random crap, little miscellaneous stuffings and whatnot.
Does King have feet?
King is wearing boots.
Okay. Because for some reason in my head, I was kind of picturing like Turnip Head, where he didn't have feet, he just kind of had the stick.
No. King's walking around.
Okay. So nothing about you is stiff like you would imagine a scarecrow is?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little stiffness in like areas where there's more padding, but for the most part, yeah, it moves fairly freely.
How tall are you? Yeah, what's the height?
Like 5'11".
Oh.
You're 5'11".
You're taller than
you. I feel like you get taller every time you ask this question.
Yeah, didn't you say before you're like 4'7"?
It's actually 2'10".
This quote-unquote little guy is taller than me?
Okay, it's a little guy, but it's not a little guy.
Yeah.
I was legitimately this whole time until right now imagining you as like a halfling size.
No,
me too.
No.
Scarecrows are pretty big.
I know, but it's the size of a normal person.
Oh, I just like in
someone
my head.
Someone can have the personality of a little guy.
Yeah, which is what
I'm
King
a little guy, but I'm not a little guy.
Yeah.
Okay, 5'11"?
Maybe not 5'11". I'm the size of a regular human.
Okay.
So maybe a little shorter.
Are you like average?
Anywhere from 5'6" to 5'10".
Okay.
It varies.
We'll say 5'9".
It depends on how much stuff you got.
It's canon. King is 5'9".
Great.
You're taller than Bramble.
It is. It has been decided.
He's insecure. Okay.
Your scarecrow is taller than you.
Great.
That's King.
Okay.
If Fable and Bramble haven't changed.
Bramble hasn't changed too much, like, physically in my head. I'm still trying to find his character, I guess. Last episode, I really liked, like, the interaction that he had, because I feel like he really is more of like a sacred guy. Oh, I did want to say, I don't know if this is offensive, but you know how people are like, this is a Utah thing, but people say like Mormons kind of have this like glow about them, or it's like you can tell that they're Mormon. He's got like the missionary glow, you know? Like he could tell.
No, that's so real.
Yeah. I would like to feel, I would like to think he's kind of comforting and welcome. Like welcoming to most people, yeah.
Cool uncle behavior.
Cool uncle behavior.
But also, he's kind of toxic masculinity. Just kidding. You know what I mean. He listens to the Swiss.
He's a satyr.
Rambling.
Yeah,
insecure about his height.
Speaking of descriptions, what does Fable look like?
Oh, Fable. He looks like ugly Aragorn.
Aragorn, but not sexy.
Yeah, because Aragorn is my beloved, but so is kind of Fable.
Isn't Aragorn everyone's beloved?
If yeah, honestly.
Hot man.
I do. I guess that's just a good way to put it. Like he's kind of a taller guy, but his features are mostly indistinct. His hair is going to be a lot shorter, a lot more matted, and like ruffled. He just kind of does a very rudimentary like haircut every once in a while with a razor. Kind of a scraggly, scruffy beard a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything on your person that like outwardly indicates like your conclave?
I guess we could decide that now. Let's do that.
I would,
because we hadn't really talked about
the
symbols of the conclave.
I wouldn't think so. There's probably a little like...
Probably what distincts me.
A little symbol that you can show, like on, like an item, not like
I would say, well, actually, that's not true, because my cloak, I am always changing it to the environment, and always when I'm traveling, like gathering things and like, and trying to change its coloring, or like it's sewing, or slight, maybe gathering vegetation from the land. So,
it's more just like showing that you're like a ranger, not so much like your conclave.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you have like a sigil.
Yeah. So no sigil.
Probably not.
If you're familiar with like rangers, you'd be like, oh, that's a ranger's cloak.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. He has a lot of like hidden equipment that
when he's not.
Yeah, when it's lax, it's just like, oh yeah, you can see he's got a bunch of knives on him.
Yeah, he is a knife guy.
He's a knife. He's the knife kid.
Your cloak is seriously bumpy.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the broad daylight, you're just like, oh okay. But when
what
he's kind
of, you're hiding. Do you have like, are you like rugged and have scars?
Yeah.
Beard? So I do have a beard. Yeah. It is scraggly. His face is kind of a little bit not necessarily disfigured, but very worn.
Sunspot was soaked from.
Yeah. Yeah. Many, many sunspots. I'm going to say crooked. No, that's a detail.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. The only, I guess, non like human feature is that he has a yellow left eye, and that's kind of. Oh. Yes.
Like the pupil, not the pupil, the iris, or like your entire eye is just
the iris.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got heterochromia.
Yeah.
It's not like Mad Eye Moody.
No.
No,
it's not like Mad Eye Moody, no.
It's just like you were born like with a funky eye.
Maybe. He's the main character in an anime. Yeah. I feel like between Fable and King, for all my scouts, you guys know there's always the fire kids and the knife kids. And Fable is the kid that plays with knives. And King is the kid that plays the fire.
Yeah,
the campsite. In real life, I played with knives, for what it's worth.
I played with the fire.
So this is
exactly true.
This is accurate.
Warcraft, you are project.
And now that you guys have descriptions of our characters, send your fan art at steven@hotmail.com.
You could DM them on the Instagram.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
We're desperate for content. So.
if you're an artist, we could commission you and you could get us
5 books.
We don't have any money, but we
have
can commission
no budget.
You. DM us if you're interested.
I'll pay you in song. I'll write you a song.
Oh, that's actually real as hell. I'll trade any
art trade.
The first artist that gives me like a Fable rendition, I will write them a song about anything they want.
Well, period. Art trade. No, I could crochet something. No,
it is theirs to own. Mm. At least the recording of it. So,
well,
that's cute. Now,
bargaining.
Anyways,
Dungeons and Dragons.
More thing. I said this during the episode, but I have a theory about peaches.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
So I feel like I'm getting very like, we obviously know Peaches is tied to some kind of cult.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like Peaches is like the prodigal child of some cult. Like you are like the sacrificial lamb and you've gone missing. Like you're something important. You are the gateway to their god and you've gone missing. Okay. You're supposed to be dead right now. Because like, I feel like because in the dream, which I'm not supposed to know, but mm-hmm. I have a dream.
A little meta.
But it's metagaming.
Yeah.
But I mean, King doesn't know. So King it's not, I'm not going to reflect this in my play, but like in the dream, like you're the one that got away.
Yeah.
Like people were protecting you.
Yes.
And like people got you away, and you don't remember anything because like you're not supposed to.
Yeah, we don't know how I don't remember.
Yeah. So I wonder if you were like some, or you're just some regular Joe in the cult. But I feel like you're important.
Or maybe she's like master and like
she
planned everything. Yeah, and that's why she got away.
Yeah.
And the human woman on the posters is. Like
that, yeah. Her description will change. She also looks albino on the posters.
Do you want to apply that to
the
other dead people?
Like, look exactly.
Well, we're, the bodies all different.
They're all they're all different races. Okay. Like, there's a menagerie of folks here. Okay. There's like dragonborns. There's tieflings. Okay. There's high elves, wood elves. There's some drow, dwarves.
So I'm identified. I relate to them through clothing and not through appearance.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But maybe, when I say all
cult
when I say all of that, it's like you find maybe one or two of each of those. It's mostly humans, half elves. Yeah. Okay. So
you can confirm or deny this. Or not leave anything. I in my head, I've been imagining that Peaches, for her Cummins age, is an adult and is therefore fully indoctrinated or like whatever that means.
You've been baptized
in her group to become the orchard. Let's keep that word going. Whatever it needs in the orchard to be an adult, she has reached that level. I don't know if that's how you feel about it.
We can say that, yeah.
Okay. But she is like 14. Like somewhere between older than 15, younger than 20.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a teenager.
Yeah.
So, and if there was just an Iron Maiden fan in this room, we could make so many references off of this.
How low?
Well, I can't share that with you because you're not an Iron Maiden fan. I'm going to be like, well, he's gatekeeping.
That's not a practical fan.
Yeah, you're gatekeeping.
Okay, well, do you want to know?
No.
Do you want me to go?
No, exactly. Do not go
that's what I'm
Iron
saying.
Okay, focus on.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah. I think it would be, it is important to clarify that Venna doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
This is.
I know a lot of stuff about both King and Peaches that neither of the players know.
Yeah.
Because amnesia stuff. Which I love. Like I just love that.
Mine's not really amnesia. Mine's
no,
just
it's
not existing.
Yeah. less amnesia, more just like, oh, I was just suddenly there.
You know that place you were before you were born? That.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like trauma.
Yeah.
That is one crazy birds and bees talk. For King, that'll be mind boggling. Like.
I imagine when you said you look like
the metamorphal Voldemort when Harry Potter dies.
The Voldemort like fetus.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's the way you can imagine it. I'm saving the full description of what it is in case it ever gets revealed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
But like non-consensually, like you're saying like you're... Well, there may be a moment where the costume gets taken off.
Where he gets
I've already said like, King's gonna I have an image in my mind of when King like has the season 2 outfit.
Yeah.
Cause right now I'm like a dirty and like dirty old farmer's clothes. Okay. So,
I hope the pumpkin head stays mostly just cause I think it's cute.
Well, but then if it is growing,
we'll see. I have,
anymore, yeah.
I actually have a scene about the head planned, but we'll get there. But the pumpkin's gonna stay for a while. Maybe the whole campaign. We'll see.
I love that we look.
Things will change. Specifically us.
Yeah.
Y'all look weird. Satyrs aren't common either.
Yeah. I think the most normal is Fable.
Fable's a human.
I'm just a white guy.
He's a white guy with all the interesting friends.
I have a cedar friend.
Okay.
That's funny. But yeah, we don't know a lot about our characters.
No, we
and
no,
they do. I have theories about Peaches. I have theories about my character. And we'll just all have to play to find out. I'm excited to see what Andrew's cooked up.
There's some lore drops in Dryocton that I've prepared.
Yeah, we need to get you a new outfit in Dryocton.
Yeah,
you gotta stop wearing cult clothes, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know why we haven't thought of this before.
Yeah, we just didn't flesh it out before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want your new outfit to be? Let's think about it.
Peaches would probably go for something very similar. White tube wearing, just like... You say Y2K?
Yeah.
Nothing. Skirt over pants. Probably like very
Hey, there's
similar.
Nothing wrong with skirt over pants.
No, yeah. No, it's like the Y2K. It's something probably incredibly similar, just not so like outstanding cultist.
Oh,
yeah.
This dress was white, while this dress is eggshell white.
No, just in like the she'll still pick a dress and then it'll probably be more common clothing.
Yes. They'll never find me now. Now that it's off
like her clothes when you wear a mask versus when you take it off like the eye mask.
Yeah.
Her clothes are like I don't know. They're just like so clean and like not you would think that this person would not live in like the woods or in a small town.
Like the level of her like cleanliness does not match like living in Hambly or like that, I don't know, yeah. Even with the travels, I feel like,
it's
still...
Interesting.
Yeah.
So now you need to just, like go thrifting
a little bit. Let's go shopping episode!
White doesn't stay clean.
Yeah.
So it's, like, very striking. Especially with all of her...
Yeah.
Is wearing.
We've seen that old product they used to use to make clothes look more white. They would, like, add a little bit of blue.
Bleach?
Mm.
Toner? Bleach and tone. That's a reference to
it, like because yellow is like the more yellow your clothes look, the more gross they look.
Yeah so you add like purple. It's color theory.
Yeah, so they just used color theory before they had like different ways to color. I don't know.
They don't use it anymore.
It's like how when you do for your hair. It's like when you see cream by itself, it looks white until you put it next to something white.
Yeah,
and then you're like, oh, at least you did a difference. Anyways,
so we just go around with your dress like dunking it in life.
I'm rolling around.
Yeah.
Explain about Ponzel, dude.
Yeah.
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 I feel like Peaches like takes like 5 minutes or 10 minutes out of the morning to like brush her hair out and then like brush it up.
Yeah, her braids are not intricate, but they are efficient and they are redone every single day.
Yeah, I feel like I
would love to do a whole campaign where we're all Disney princesses.
I would love that as well.
I said this earlier when you weren't here, but I wanted to do one where we're just like Pixar characters because I want to play Puss in Boots. You guys can all be Disney princesses. I gotta be Puss in Boots. Okay, That's real. I'll be Ariel.
Oh, you be Shrek. I want to be Ariel, but like H2O, you know? Yeah. Where I could be a human.
I'll be Donkey.
Yeah. We just have to find a DM.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Steven.
We love you, Steven.
Hey, Steven, do you play D&D?
We could invite guests. Dude, what if we did crossover episodes?
We could do crossover episodes.
That's like far in the future.
Quest featuring Steven over
Steven in on a call.
Discord call? Yeah. Heck yeah.
That'd be wild.
I would love to meet this guy.
Or other people. We could contact other hosts.
Yeah.
I can watch more of their shows. I watched a little bit of The Basement. What was it?
Basement.
My mother's basement. Yeah.
My mother's basement.
Yeah, that was rock solid. Yeah.
We could get a classic Jude feature. Shucks, folks. Let's, I think that's it. Yeah?
I said what I wanted to say.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to it. We have a lot to say.
We could say
We're not stopping anytime
soon.
Tune in next time. We'll see you all on the next episode of Questbound Realms Estimir Legends.